Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janet Sword. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I want to thank you so graciously for allowing me into your living room area, allowing me into your workspace, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Just so graciously, continually to listen in and support this radio program or this digital program. And may God richly bless you, you, and you, all of my listeners that's out there listening around the world. And I tell you, it's just such a beautiful opportunity to be able to come across and bring unto you a rhema word on today. But before we do that, I want to take out this time, this podium, this opportunity to send out condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones over the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 16 hours, the last 8 hours, an hour ago, 30 minutes ago, even a second ago. Excuse me just momentarily, please. Thank you so kindly. And like I first stated, those of you that has lost loved ones, may it be a colleague, may it be a care provider, may it be a mother, a father, son or daughter, grandchildren, grandparents, uncle, aunt, anyone that's important in your family circle. I want to let you know on today that in your darkest hour, you're not alone, and that God has pilgrims that's praying all around the planet for you and on your behalf. And so if you're feeling like you're all alone, I want to encourage you that you are not alone and that you have friends, you have people in Christ that love you and care all about your well-being. So on today, we want to send our condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones. All right, we're going to move on to our opening prayer. We always come across these airways with an opening prayer. And we want to acknowledge God in everything that we do. Hallelujah. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledge the one and the only. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He is our soon coming Messiah. He is a native of Nazareth. And so we're going to acknowledge him at this time. And Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal resting place. We know that you have lying in waiting, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its builder, you are its creator, you are the architect. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up as pilgrims from the four corners of this earth. And I'm asking you on today, God, to anoint, hallelujah, these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I want you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take no credit, God. We'll be mindful to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. I want you to get all your digital devices. I want you to get your iPhone. I want you to get your tablet. I want you to get your laptop and all your digital toys and bring them aboard. Get a comfortable seat. Get your chip and the dip and whatever you want to sip. And allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And God, place this down in my heart and in my spirit because of everything that we know that is taking place right now, right up under our nose. You know, even when we're asleep, things is being implemented, things is being placed into law. So we know that as we go to and for in our daily itinerary, that things are changing daily. And so God gave me this theme on today. And the title of our sermon on this evening is called Godly Statue. And it talk, and then it wrought miracles. And we're talking about no other than the Antichrist and the apostasy. And so we're going to explain a little bit about the apostasy and what it does and how it deteriorates a person mentality toward Christianity. And so we looked up apostasy and I find in was the act of rebellion against or forsaken, abandoned, or even fallen away from what one has believed. So that means that from your early beginning of your childhood, when you was going to church, or maybe in your young adulthood or your adult life, when you started to go to church and you began to hear the divine word of God. Somebody somewhere told you the word of God straight out of the mouth of God. And so the apostasy is people deserting to a foreign king. And you can turn your Bible to, King, 2 Kings 25 and 11. Jeremiah 37 and 13. And so we know that in this apostasy, and we know now with all of the different religions and the cults, we know that the apostasy / the Antichrist, they both is essential and to our sermon on today. And the apostasy is the act of, like I said, rebellious against or forsaken a particular individual or group of people. And those are the people of us, hallelujah, that is serving God. And we're living according to his word, according to his command, according to his biblical truth, according to God's edification, that he tells one that when you come in the knowledge of God, this is how you are to live. This is how you are to carry yourself on a day-to-day basis. So we don't change and be a Christian on Sunday morning service only, Friday nights at choir rehearsal, but we become a saint Monday through Sunday, 365 days out of a year. We serve God, and we live the same way. We don't change courses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. And like I first said earlier, that we know that there are many denominational religions in which we live. We know we have the Baptist. We know we have the Methodist. We have the Mormon. We have the Pentecostal, Presbyterian. We have the Catholic. We have the Atheist. And so forth and so on. But we know that it is slowly approaching a quest to unite. Instead of each individual having your own belief as we do now in this time, there is coming a time where all religion is going to be under one diverse head, a shepherd or so-called sheepfold. And the main focus is to unite purpose, influential leaders of this world. And we are told, hallelujah, that a temple will be constructed and erected. Constructed and erected, dedicated in honor of a 30-foot statue. And this temple will be a central place of worship for the whole world. And they will claim to be your politician, a political ruler. And they will be influential to putting an end to the economic crisis that we have in our today's world. You will be encouraged to bow to this image. And we're told that every knee are encouraged to bow to this statue, because we're talking about the godly statue. Talks and wrought miracles is his duties. And he is able to bring fire from his mouth. Hallelujah. And then the Ark of the Covenant, which is set in place right now, will be removed. And this statue and the Antichrist, the apostasy, all of these elements will combine themselves in their central dominion. And they will be the God of the era. They will be the God of that era. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we know that in the acts of rebellion against something or someone, forsaken or abandoned. And the Old Testament speaks about the falling away, and in terms of a person deserting to a foreign king. Hallelujah. And you can find those scripture readings in the law of 2 Kings 25 and 11, Jeremiah 37 and 13, 14 and 39 and 9 through 9, and then 52 and 15. And so we know that the concept of rebellious is unfaithfulness We know that rebellious in the law of Joshua 22 and 22 and cast away in 2 Chronicles 29 and 19. And it tells about the trespass and the backsliding. And we know that the apostasy in Jeremiah 8 and 5 and Hosea 14 and 4, that the prophet picture Israel history as the history of turning from God. So that will be their main purpose and their main focus point. Hallelujah, will be to turn you away from the God that we all know, love, and serve. Hallelujah, to other gods. And we're told that the law to injustice and lawlessness, from his appointed king to foreign kings, from his word to the words of foreign kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that this is defined as simply forsaking God and not fearing God at all. So people will have no fear of God in their heart. The Bible said that they will wax cold. Hallelujah. And so we will be forsaking God, not fearing God. Such actions were sin for which the people had to ask forgiveness for in the law of Jeremiah 14 and 7 through 9. And repent in Jeremiah 8 and 4 through 7. Hallelujah. So we know that Israel fell away from God, choosing selfish ways rather than his ways. We know that their exile resulted still God's fallen people, that in spite of their sinful ways and sinful desires, that they still had hope and freedom that God could choose to turn away his anger and heal their backsliding. And that scripture reading is coming out of Hosea 14 and 4. And then we go to Acts 21 and 21. And it states that it is an accusation made against Paul that he was leading the Jews outside Palestine to abandon the law of Moses, such as apostasy, and defined as failing to circumcise Jewish children and to observe distinctive Jewish customs. And then you read in the law of 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, Paul addressed those who had been deceived into believing that the day of the Lord had already come. He taught that the apostasy would precede the day of the Lord. The Spirit had explicitly revealed this falling away from the faith in 1 Timothy 4:11, 4:1. Such apostasy in the latter times, it will involve the doctrine deception. And that is what the godless statue will do to the whole world, is to deceive the whole world in its doctrine, in its deception, in its moral ethics, in its insensitive, the ethical departure from God's truth. So we will go from truth, the truth sense of God, to deception of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we know that, thank you, Lord, that in the Testament, it includes the parable of the sons in which Jesus spoke of those who believed for a while but fell away in time of temptation in Luke 8 and 13. And at the judgment, those worked iniquity will be told to depart. Luke 13 and 27, Paul withdrew from the synagogue, hallelujah, and Ephicus. And that's scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 19 and 9. And it, because of the opposition he found there. and he counseled Timothy to withdraw from those who would advocate a different doctrine. And so you are to stay away from those that would sway you to a different doctrine. You can read in the law of 1 Timothy 6 and 3 through 5. Hebrews speaks on a falling away from the living God because of an evil heart of unbelievers. And that is what the world will become, a society of unbelievers who do not believe in God, who fall away and cannot be renewed again to repentance. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrews 6 and 6. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. But we know that God is able to keep the believers from falling. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Jude 24. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And so there will be false prophets. And this statue that I'm talking about will be given life through Satan and his satanic force. He will be able to produce miracles. Fire coming from his mouth. He will be able to construct a one world's government. It will be a one man's ruler, a one man's world in Christianity. He will be able to woo and sway the people because of his image that he dictates before the world. And he promised you that if you will fall down and worship him, that he will promise long longevity. But it's all a ploy. It's all a lie. Don't you believe the hype. He's just an imposter. He's an imitator of God. And he will make war. Hallelujah. Against the heavenly angels. So this is where the saint is to find wisdom. Because God's saying, all your understanding, get an understanding. And we are to get an understanding. And God will give us wisdom. But we have to search out and seek out the word of God and find out what God has to say to the church. If it ever was a time for the church to be on one accord, it is now. The time is now. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we know that the prophet vision, a great sacrificial lamb with seven horns and seven eyes. And the lamb received a scroll from God. He begins to break it in seven seals. Break it seven seals. And the first four seals, the fourth is a horseman. He rides out. The first is on a white horse. And all conquering power. The second is on a red horse, whose rider takes peace from the earth. The third rides a black horse and carries scales, symbolizing the famine that follows war. There will be a famine in the land. Money will be of no valuable use. You will be prompted to get a mark in your hand or across your forehead. And finally, a pale green horse whose rider name is Death. And the four are given authority over the earth to kill with sword, famine, and pestilence, and wild animals. And we're told that the field seal, he raises the dead. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. And we are told that the dead, matters who are given white robes are told to rest a little longer. And the sixth seal bring a great earthquake and the cosmic catastrophe. The sun darkens and the moon turn red and the stars fall from the sky. The seventh seal, there is silence in heaven for half an hour. Then seven angels blow their trumpet in sequence. The first five blasts bring destruction on the earth. The sixth signal that the four angels who had been on standby are ready and are released to kill a third of mankind. The seventh trumpet blast joins heavens together with what remains of earth. And then the heavenly voices began to sing. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah. And he will reign forever and ever. And then there will be a woman crowned with 12 stars appear. She is in agonized childbirth. A great red dragon awaits the child's birth. But the newborn is taken to heaven where war breaks out like our forsake. The angels under the archangel Michael defeats the seven-headed, ten-horned dragon. That is the devil and Satan. And then another terrible blast emerges from the sea and is given authority by the other beast. The world worships the beast. And that's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Antichrist. I'm talking about the godless stature that's able to talk, that's able to work miracles to set the world on its end, have the world in awe of his miraculous capabilities. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then another terrible beast emerges from the sea and is given authority by the other beast. And the world worships the beast. Another beast emerges from the earth. And the beast has a number 666. The day of judgment breaks. Seven angels empty bowls of plague, presenting God's anger on the world and over the beast. The cities of the world collapse and vanish. Babylon, the great whore, burns in the world lament her passing. Songs of victory resound in heaven. The new age began, after which Satan is released for a short time before his ultimate end at Armageddon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that several major battles in the early history of Israel. But then there is a new heaven and a new earth. On this earth, a new Mesmasonic, the city of Jerusalem. So I want to encourage you on today, you that our true believers, you're encouraged today to keep the faith, keep believing on the deity God that was made flesh and dwelleth among us. He's the same God that is sitting on the right hand of his Father at this present time in the Holy of Holies. He's the same God that turned water into wine. He's the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. He's the same God that forgave you and I for our sins and placed our sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. I don't want you to be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I don't want you to believe the hype of this new age, the new world order, which you are to fall down on your knees and worship an image that is able to move his eyes and able to speak out of his mouth. That is not the God in you and I serving right today. That is not the one. So when the time comes for you to fall down on your knees and worship the image, I want you to refrain from his instructions. Do not fall down, whatever you do. Do not fall down and worship this image. Do not accept the mark of the beast in your hand or in your forehead. Because when you do, you have written your name off in the Lamb Book of Life. That is the beginning of your ties with God. Whatever you do, do not, and I am pleading with you, all of you that are listening, under the sound of my voice on today, do not, S-O-S, do not, break a 1-9, do not take the mark of the beast. Do not submit yourself as to bow down before this life size image that is able to imitate God. He's just an imitator. And you know, Satan always tried to imitate God at every end. Everything that God has, we know that the satanic force wants to be an imitator modular of God. But he is just and fraudulent satanic force that want to take center stage of the whole world and its belief and its doctrine in the true genuity of God. So I beg you on today, do not believe the hype. Do not bow down to any image. God is the only one that we should be bowing down to. Not even an angel should you bow down to. But God himself is a mighty fortress. God said in his word that those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So if it is not God, which is a power, God is a power. He is a spirit. And if it is not God, and God has given us enough in the Bible identifying who he is. He identified as much as his hands and his feet and his eyes. He said his eyes is a flame of fire. Feet is like brass. Hair is like wool. So if he's not fitting this description, you are not to bow down to such things. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and byways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit and inspire your heart. So we are now going to take you into Hymns of Zion. Be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Everyone falls. We live loving. Oh, want some over there.
Even though I
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that? Molly, let's go get them.
Give me that joy I'm carrying this way. And it's a peace that'll ease my pain. Cause that love that'll help me change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your pain. So much of you as I can be. Give me that, give me that.
Give me that. give me